Lit Fire presents Of Rain Crows and Ivy Leaves by Edgar and Judith Brown. Performed by C. James Moore. Preface. The Greatest Generation, written by Tom Brokaw, see Appendix, portrayed one generation of Americans as being unique. The era originated in circa 1918 at the end of World War I. The children of that generation lived with privation and sacrifice intensified by the 1930s Depression. Then, as hope for a better future emerged, the nation was suddenly plunged into World War II. The youth in their late teens and early 20s suddenly became decision-making adults. The Greatest Generation entered the armed services and, with full support of the nation, succeeded in saving America and much of the rest of the world. After their service, they returned home without fanfare and began contributing to the foundation of American life. On April 7, 2008, Newsweek published an article describing an attitude expressed by Peter G. Peterson. As a member of the Greatest Generation and also a billionaire, he chose to put his wealth into a foundation to contribute to helping the challenges in successive generations in achieving the American dream. Peterson achieved the American dream and gave credit to the fact he had lived in America, and had he been in another country, his good fortune would have never happened. To quote Peterson, he wrote, "The Greatest Generation that lived through the Depression of the 1930s and World War II confronted, overcame, and paid for challenges more sobering than those we face today. We can do it again. I refuse to believe that we have become so selfish and self-absorbed that we don't care about our children's future and America's leadership in the world. The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world it leaves to its children. It is time we become moral and worthy ancestors." As a charter member, 1920, of the Greatest Generation, I felt compelled to write my life's story to add a personal touch to a significant era in American history to be shared with successive family generations. As an ordinary person, I felt the only legacy I could offer to future generations was the written word. Words on paper provide a kind of immortality. In my later years of retirement, I began to wonder if my mission in life was served well. Was I someone that my children and grandchildren would know as a contributing value to their life? The physical isolation from family by virtue of career demands, technology, and indifference does not provide an intimate knowledge and appreciation of family. So the writing of one's story not only provides a legacy for interested progeny, but also a therapy for the writer. Shape is given to a life by describing it to others, and hopefully, a sense of worthiness is revealed. Material possessions are only temporal pieces of a life that could be shared with others. A true legacy is a written declaration of one's uniqueness. Stories of paths traveled, bridges crossed, values, wisdom, and experience that one could share with those that follow. Decades and lifetimes may fade away without sharing directly any of the qualities of one's life with others, especially one's descendants. My hope is this document will be shared in some form with those that would be interested and appreciate the importance of having some knowledge of their heritage. This may be the only bridge between us, but hopefully, future generations of this family may gain some awareness of their family origins through this document. The Bridge Builder by Will Allen Dromgoole. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and wide and steep, with waters rolling cold and deep. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That sullen stream had no fears for him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?